The UN's Special Representative for the Implementation of Resolution 1559, Terje Roed-Larsen, spoke before the Security Council on Friday in a closed session. 1559 calls for the withdrawal of Syrian and Israeli forces from Lebanon and for Hezbollah to disband.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the disarmament of armed groups in Lebanon, in particular Hezbollah, can best be achieved through a Lebanese-led political process.
Roed-Larsen has delivered more than a dozen such reports to the Security Council, even though 1559 was rendered obsolete by Resolution 1701, which was intended to resolve the 2006 Israel-Lebanon conflict. The question is why Roed-Larsen is still delivering briefings on an outdated resolution.
Well, the Security Council of members want him to remain. The Secretary General wants him to remain. The major player, which is the United States, wants, of course, this 1559 to stay on. In order to bring pressure on the resistance of Lebanon, they want to disarm Hezbollah, and they want pressure, so they use these occasions in order to for such disarmament.
Roed-Larsen is the president of International Peace Institute, a think tank in New York. He was also a key figure in the negotiation of the Oslo Accords. He is not compensated for his work at the UN. Roed-Larsen also has called Lebanon a dangerous place, which he reportedly does not visit, which brings into question the sources of the information that comprises his biannual report to the Security Council.
Nobody knows these people. Could be these people have vested interests in influencing the content of the report.
Aboud adds that recent events across the Arab world make Roed-Larsen's work as Lebanon's special envoy even more redundant. Hezbollah has slammed the briefing as unjust, biased, and described the UN special envoy to the Middle East as, quote, international official servant in the Zionist media system that reflects the full participation of hostility towards the resistance, Lebanon, Arabs, and all just causes in the world, unquote. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.